Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Happy Hour Show with myself, Olia, until 7 o'clock. Merci beaucoup d'être avec moi pour Happy Hour ce soir sur EDFM. Olia, enchantée. Jusqu'à 19h. So tonight, my friends, for this Happy Hour Show on EDFM, I have a very special guest. Her name is Sumana, and she is a musician, a singer-songwriter. She is from India, but she's now based in Paris, and she's going to play us some live songs as well as some other songs off her very first album, and maybe tell us a little bit about her future projects and what she has up her sleeve for 2024. Ce soir, j'ai le plaisir d'inviter avec moi dans le studio Sumana, une Indienne qui est basée à Paris maintenant et qui a commencé avec la musique à jouer dans le métro de Paris il y a quelques années. Et maintenant, elle va partager les chansons en direct et enregistrées de son tout premier album. Et donc, je suis très, très contente qu'elle soit là pour terminer cette année 2023 en beauté et aussi anticiper les belles choses pour 2024. Donc, reposez-vous, relaxez-vous, c'est Happy Hour. And let's get started straight away.
I will follow. Will you come this way with me? I couldn't think of a more perfect time or better place to give up my wings and find some liberty. Take it easy, take it easy. Slow and steady, living life as it comes to me. Take it easy, just the way it should be. Easy, living life in fantasy. Where the time goes, I will follow. Will you come this way with me? Let go of grains of sand, let them fall right through my hands. Believe in me, we're gonna get just what we need. Oh, take it easy, take it easy. Slow and steady, living life as it comes to me. Take it easy, just the way it should be. Is the only time of its kind. Your wired mind is taken away from the sunshine. Moments go by, can't catch them even if you try. Each moment's another lifetime. Hey, hey, hey. Where the love flows, I will follow. Above through the night. night and up till dawn. Come and sail with me to places we've not seen and know. Take it easy, take it easy. Slow and steady, living life as it comes to me. Take it easy, just the way it should be.
Merci, thank you, bravo. Sumana singing and playing guitar right here in the IDFM studio. What a pleasure. Thank you, Sumana, for joining me tonight on the Happy Hour Show.
Thank you so much, Olia, for having me. I'm so, so pleased to be here.
Oh, what a special treat to have live music. It really is wonderful. It just makes all the sense in the world to be on air as well. It's like, this is what we're doing. We're sharing music, and especially live music.
So it's very exciting for me to be on your show, on air, en direct.
En direct. That's right. So tell us a little bit about this song, Easy. I mean, you make it sound really easy to play and sing. It's just, wow. Where did it spring from? It sprang from somewhere deep inside.
Yes.
some time ago. Maybe it's been there for a long time and it came out.
It has been there for a long time. I think this is probably one of the first songs I wrote when I moved from India to France. And so that must be, what, 12, 13 years ago. So it's been in my system for a long time. But yeah, I think this song means a lot to me because it came to me at a time which was crucial in my life. I had just started doing music in Paris and taking guitar classes and seeing my mentor playing in the metro. And I was just entertaining the thought of, can I do music? Is this something? Is this a path that I want to go down on? I was in a, you know, steady corporate job and life had its own set of intentions laid out for me. So I was in this period where I was very confused. I was lost about the choices that I had to make. And I kept worrying about the future or having, you know, kind of regrets about the past, like questioning the past. And this song, I believe, really came to me to make me understand that the most fun way or the best way to live life is to take it easy, to relax into the present moment, let the future take care of itself, and the past is the past, and I can leave the past where it belongs. I can follow the signs of the universe. I can be confident about what life is bringing my way. And while having that approach to living life and taking it easy, life becomes a fantasy and you enjoy it more, you savor it more. So that's the background of the song.
and the name of the song lends itself to your EP that came out last year.
Yes.
It's called Easy. So there are six tracks on there.
Yes.
Yes. So the inspiration flowed from that point of saying to yourself, I'm going to take it easy. The other songs came, or was it? what kind of process was it?
Songs came, but not all of the songs that came are on the EP.
Okay.
So, for example, I think Lived My Life was the last one I wrote, and that was like a year before the EP came out. So with my producer, Valentin Montru, we kind of selected the six songs that we thought was the best for a first EP. So that's what you hear today on the EP.
Yes, exactly. We're going to hear some more songs from this album. Donc, je sais que tu parles français, Sumana, mais voilà, pour partager un petit peu ton histoire avec des auditeurs s'ils suivent pas complètement en anglais, on parle un petit peu de cette chanson Easy, facile, qui est un peu le point de départ pour cet enregistrement d'un petit album de six titres qui est sorti l'année dernière et qui marque vraiment le moment où tu bascules dans la musique comme une vraie démarche artistique et tu as laissé un peu de côté ce qui t'a emmené à Paris au début, c'était le finance, le monde de finance, par les études, par le travail. Un travail stable, voilà, on va dire bien payé, stable, sécurisant, mais peut-être ça manquait de magie, ça manquait de quelque chose de créatif, tu avais envie. Et c'est vrai que écrire des chansons, je pense que c'était toujours, ça faisait partie de ta vie. Mais Sumana, aujourd'hui, elle a pris la décision de prendre la musique vraiment sérieusement et de suivre ce chemin qui... The calling, un appel à l'intérieur qui est assez magique, je trouve. Donc, bravo.
Merci beaucoup.
Taking this leap, taking a leap into the unknown, in fact, which is interesting because earlier this year you were invited to give a talk at this event called Paris Talks, which has been going for a couple of years now. And you very... elegantly described your leap into, you know, taking some chances and letting go of the safety net, which is exactly what you chose to do by setting aside a very sort of sturdy kind of career path to choose something that is unpredictable, like music. Yeah.
Yeah. Just thinking about everything that has led me to be here. Yeah, it is quite daunting. And I think the future is still very daunting. So I cringe sometimes when we talk about it because I'm like, oh, my goodness. I don't know what the future holds. But at the same time, do we ever know what the future holds?
Exactly. Even when we think we're in a very secure situation, it could crumble, really. I mean, we're not completely in control of everything we do, the destiny.
No. Mm. No, but I'm very conscious of the fact that life is... uncertain, life is random. And so when I chose to take the leap or when I do things that kind of feel out there or risky, I'm conscious of what it entails. So I call it like calculated risk. Like, you know, so when I made the leap into music, I gave myself 2 years. I said, okay, we'll see where it goes. I have enough to live kind of for 2 years and then we'll see. So it wasn't like I was... going to find myself on the street. Maybe I would have, but I say that it's like a conscious risk or a calculated risk, you know.
Yeah, you prepared the terrain so that you would ease into it and test the waters.
Test the waters, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're not suggesting that people just pack up their jobs and everything and, you know, from one day to the next. It takes some preparation. But this is something I think because you've been playing music for, well, all of your life, perhaps. No, were you a musical child with a musical family? Do you come from a musical family?
Well, my sister sings amazingly. So she and I, while growing up, we would sing together, and our parents always encouraged us to go on stage and sing. They don't sing themselves, so when I hear my mum cooking and kind of humming in the kitchen, I'm like, yeah, she's got a really nice voice. So maybe so it's in the family.
Yeah.
But my sister and I were really into it right from when we were young. So I've been singing from when I am really young. But the guitar came much later.
Did that came in when once you were in France? Is that right? No, a little bit before.
A little bit before. I had done like a year or two of guitaring in India, which kind of set the foundation. That was classical guitar, so learning to read and play classical tunes, which was a great foundation. But then I took a long break, and then when I came to Paris and then stumbled upon my mentor in the metro, and then he became my guitar teacher, and that's when it kind of got really serious. Yeah, and
yes,
you know, practicing every day and writing songs and just being crazy about music,
Now, this mentor you mentioned, his name is Vanoupier, is that right?
Yes, Vanoupier.
And he is is you're still in contact with him? He's still around? Is he still playing in the Metro?
Okay, so
do you still play in the Metro? Do you sometimes do duets in the Metro? Such an amazing story, this Metro story. I love it.
The Metro changed my life.
Mm.
And Vanu Pia changed my life by just being so open-minded when I came by him in the Metro. So to answer your questions, maybe in order if I remember, do I still see him? Yes, I just saw him yesterday.
Okay. Well, hello out there. Yes.
Bonjour. Coucou, Vanu Pia. He's still very much a mentor and a really good friend. So if I need any advice, I mean, I know I can like call him up and, you know, talk to him about it. And he's very much a pillar of support in my life in general and in my musical journey as well. And I don't think he plays in the Metro now. It's been a while since he left that. He did do it full time for about 10, 12 years.
Really? All right.
But now he's got sold out shows all over France. And he's working, I think, on his fourth studio album or fifth album. So
he's busy.
He's busy.
Good.
He's creatively very busy. And that's good. Very, very nice to see.
Yes.
And I sometimes go to the Metro. It's been 7 years since I started, and every 6 months you have to renew your badge. So you need to give an audition with the EHATP.
Every 6 months?
Every 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And renew your badge.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that regularly over the last 7 years. But fortunately, over the last couple of years, I'd say work has picked up for me too. And they have been, I've been busy with concerts and, of course, the album release last year. And so I don't go to the Metro as frequently as I did. But I know that it's an amazing place to learn, to grow, to share your music with anybody who passes by, to rehearse, to test out new songs or new covers. So I know that whenever I don't have work or whenever I need to practice for an important gig, then I go to the Metro.
Excellent.
And
yeah. You
know, yeah.
Wow. What was your very first Metro official Metro performance? Which Metro was it?
Montparnasse.
Out of curiosity. Montparnasse. Okay, well, that's a big station. Wow.
It's a big station. And I have
a
funny
story. Is it a bit daunting?
It was, yeah, I was so scared. I was so nervous.
Must have been, a bit, you know.
Yeah. But I was like, I'm going to do this. Let me go to Montparnasse. Let me go to one of the big ones.
Did you get to choose or they say, oh, today this space is available or you can choose where you
can choose.
Once you have your badge, you can choose. Okay.
Yeah, there are only certain parts of certain metros that are restricted.
Okay.
And that's in the details of the contract that the EHATP gives you when you get through the auditions. I was really nervous. And Vanu Pia had told me, I mean, he said you might get bothered by people. Don't let that, you know, discourage you. If you notice that someone's bothering you, then what he recommended to me was to look them straight in the eye, to show them that you're not scared or you're not, you know, this is your place of work. You're working. You have every right to be here, and that they should leave you alone and not bother you.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of had that in mind, but I didn't think it would happen to me the first time on my first gig in the Metro.
Yeah.
And so I was playing, you know, half an hour into my set, I think, and then I see this man swaying up with a beer can in his hand, like, and coming closer and closer. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I was in the middle of a song, so I didn't want to stop. And then he was right in front of my guitar, like right in front of my guitar case and looking at me. And so I said, okay, I'm going to look at him right in the eye, not get scared, finish my song, which is what I did, finish my song. And the man totally surprised me because he clapped. He went to, you know, in Montparnasse, there are shops. He went to a florist, bought me a rose, left it on my guitar case, and just left saying, Vive la France!
Just left. Excellent.
I was like, that touched me so much.
Oh, that's a lovely anecdote.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yes. So here, what you were thinking could have been maybe a difficult encounter, something a bit aggressive or, you know, you didn't know which way it was going to go, and it turned out to be a nice story, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And it taught me that sometimes we just kind of maybe are too much on our guard,
mm.
and we assume things about people.
Yeah.
Of course, we got to like be a little cautious. But sometimes people are just well intentioned, and it taught me that when you're in the metro and just sharing music, and if you put your positive intentions out there, then hopefully what will just come back is positiveness, you know.
Yes, yes. Alors, une anecdote dans le métro pour Sumana qui se trouvait à Montparnasse pour son premier concert dans le métro. Et il y avait un monsieur qui est venu à côté d'elle. Elle était un peu intimidée, mais son mentor, Vanoupier, qui est aussi musicien, lui avait conseillé, si jamais il y a quelqu'un qui arrive avec, on ne sait pas quelles intentions, il faut les regarder droit dans les yeux et avoir confiance en toi en disant, moi, je suis là pour une raison, je sais ce que je fais, je ne vais pas me laisser intimider, je suis là pour travailler et voir ce que ça peut donner. Et ce monsieur a félicité le petit concert à la fin de la chanson. Il a applaudi. Il est parti dans un magasin en face. Il a acheté une rose et il a déposé dans le what do you call the guitar case,
la housse de guitare,
guitare comme en guise de donation, mais en fleurs. Très jolie anecdote et rassurant aussi que peut-être on attend à ce que les gens peut-être ils ont des mauvaises intentions, mais peut-être c'est pas vrai. On imagine, on prend avec un peu de méfiance. C'est normal. Paris, c'est une grande ville. On peut tomber sur les gens un peu bizarres, il faut le dire. Mais je pense que pour Sumana, elle a dit, si on met notre cœur dans ce qu'on fait, on a des bonnes intentions, parfois ça va nous revenir aussi. On va créer un courant de bonnes choses et tant mieux. C'est bien. Et juste pour nos auditeurs qui ne savent pas, le métro, les RATP font des auditions régulièrement pour les musiciens qui jouent dans le métro. Et tous les 6 mois, il faut renouveler son badge. Donc, il faut refaire une audition, rejouer et prouver qu'on a sa place dans le métro parisien. Donc, c'est pas n'importe quoi. C'est pas n'importe qui. So, should we listen to another song from your album?
With pleasure.
Which has a cover, a picture of you standing very proudly with your guitar in front of a metro that's speeding by with the word easy on it. So we think straight away of the metro. What would you like us to hear? We've got a couple of tracks that maybe, you have little stories to go with them. We've got Lived My Life, for example. Is that perhaps one of the ones we could listen to from the album version?
Definitely, yeah.
What would you like to tell us about this song? Because you haven't finished living your life. You're still living your life.
Still
but
living my
it's
life.
In the past tense. Does that refer to something like nostalgic or an exploration of what you've done? Or
more like maybe what I will feel when I am no more. You know, like... So I wrote this song because... I wrote this song while I was inspired by a lot of people who take the risk of living a life that's not conform to what society expects us to do. So I was thinking of, how do I say it in English? A sportive de haut niveau, like...
a professional athlete?
Yeah, or? Professional athletes, artists, entrepreneurs, just anyone who says, you know what, I'm going to follow what's in my heart and take a path that is not traced out for me. I'm going to trace my own path. And the road is really not easy. You have a lot of difficulties. You fall, you stumble, you are faced with defeat a lot of times. But I think that calling deserves to be heard and deserves to be explored. And with Lived My Life, my intention is that for all these people who take risks to go out there and create something of their own, that even though they're mocked at, even though they're, you know, yeah, they could be bullied or made fun of or whatever, at the end of the day, at the end of their life, because of what they've done and how they've lived their life, that people will look at them and say, they lived their life. They really lived it.
I see, okay.
You know, they enjoyed it, they savored it, they went all out.
They followed their dreams.
Yeah. Wholeheartedly. All in. Yeah.
All in. There's another good name for a song. Quick, write that down. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. So it's a kind of a philosophy of saying, well, if I follow through with what I'm doing, then I can look back and say, well, I followed my path and I did what I set out to do, even though I went through all these different patches and obstacles faced and so on. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So we'll listen to that and we'll come back in a couple of minutes and we'll keep going with our interview. Merci pour tous ceux qui nous écoutent. C'est l'émission Happy Hour sur IDFM, 98 FM, sur le FM, mais bien sûr sur Internet, IDFM98.fr. Et pour Sumana, c'est sumanamusic.com. Mm-hmm. Si vous voulez explorer un peu plus les titres ou avoir un peu plus d'informations, n'hésitez pas. Elle est mon invitée ce soir dans l'émission et je suis très contente de passer une autre chanson de son EP, Easy, This Is Lived My Life. À tout de suite pour la suite de l'interview. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Sumana singing Lived My Life. And she's here in the studio with me and we're having a great old time and time is flying by. So we have to keep an eye on the clock because we want to play lots of music and talk about a lot of things. And one of the things, we were just talking about your experiences in the metro and also just, I mean, you're here in France, but you have an amazing international experience. You were born in India, but you spent some of your childhood in Yemen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, wow, okay. So India, Yemen, France, very international experience for you. So you must have learned a lot from living in these different places and the cultural differences, I don't know, linguistic differences. I imagine these have fed into your artistic life and your creative life. They've given you lots of things to think about?
I guess so. I think so. I can't maybe identify it specifically like, okay, this of how I live or how I create comes from that kind of exposure to different cultures that I've had. But I'm sure it's there in me. Because I'm someone who's extremely open-minded. I love discovering things about people, learning things about different cultures. And the fact also, I think, that when I came to France, then I could adapt easily into this culture, appreciate it, see the differences but not criticize them, value them, because I would want someone to do the same if they came and lived in India, for example, to value the differences and to appreciate, yeah, the differences, I guess, in culture or the way of living or the food, the traditions. And, yeah, I guess that approach to life has been inculcated in me and my sister because we moved around a bit, yeah. Mm. And very diverse cultures, yeah, from Yemen to India to France.
Yeah, definitely. And what about life in France? Have you completely, wholly adopted it and you seem perfectly at ease with the life here. I mean, Paris is not always an easy city to live in. It can be very challenging for a lot of reasons for people who come from elsewhere. But I'm guessing you're happy here, and is France home for you?
I'm happy here. Yeah. My sister would say I'm more French than Indian now. And then we have huge debates about that. I'm like, no, I'm still Indian in my heart. I'm still so Indian
of
in
course.
My heart. That will never go away. But it's been so long that I've been living here and because my sister and her family are here as well.
Oh, nice.
It feels like home.
It does, yeah.
And I have great friends. I can practice my craft the way I like or the way, the way I do so today. I love just that there's so much of art happening in the city all the time. I love the freedom that I have here to live how I want without any questioning, without any spying, without any expectations, I guess. I have a lot of freedom here. I feel safe. I feel nice. So, I do feel happy in Paris and France.
Yeah.
But I also feel so happy to go back to India. I go back once or twice a year, spend time with my parents, meet my friends, and I love that. I look forward to moments of going back home.
Yes.
My real home.
Your other home. Yes.
So I feel blessed to have a mix of both worlds and the richesse, la richesse des deux mondes.
That's a nice expression, la richesse des mondes. And in a way, you know, being a citizen of the world, being able to, as you say, fit in and be tolerant of other people and accepting. And I imagine that they're skills in a way, people skills that are also important for musicians, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And yeah, just working as well in the corporate, when I was in corporate, I worked in different environments in India and Switzerland, in France. And working with different people from different cultures teaches you a lot about how to handle yourself, how to speak, how to put forward your point of view, how to defend your point of view, how to listen to someone else's point of view, even though they might not agree with you, but you get it because it comes from a different cultural context. So, and all of that helps me in my music today, in my path in general. So,
yes,
it's very, very,
very. Now she has a French accent in English.
I was going to say very enrichissant.
Very enrichissant. Oh, it's really sweet. Yeah, it is. Mais oui, toutes ces tous ces éléments de la vie de Sumana fusionnent pour faire la personne qu'elle est aujourd'hui, entre ses origines indiennes, son enfant, une partie de sa vie vécue au Yémen, et ensuite être en France et évoluer dans la musique librement, elle s'exprime librement. C'est vraiment cette ouverture d'esprit, je pense, quelqu'un qui a vécu dans tous ces pays, elle dit que c'est vraiment une ouverture vers le monde. Même le travail dans le monde des affaires, de finances, ça permet de comprendre comment différentes personnes s'expriment dans différents pays, culturellement, qu'est-ce qu'ils apportent. Et ça, c'est très enrichissant, même pour la musique. Après, j'imagine, ça inspire des choses, même si c'est pas évident, on peut pas dire, ah, c'est telle chose qui a influencé telle chanson ou quoi que ce soit, mais c'est une mode de vie. Je pense que c'est une mode de vie qui est très ouverte, et Paris et France a l'air de beaucoup plaire à Sumana. Il y a même sa sœur qui habite ici, donc ça c'est bien. C'est une petite partie de chez soi ici à Paris. Now we're coming into the Christmas period here in Paris, in France. I mean, we saw the lights coming out and everything. Is this time of year, is Christmas, does it mean anything to you? Or, you know, what does it mean? Or even if it's not a religious thing, is there something to do with this time of year that is maybe special to you, or, I don't know, evokes a particular memory? I don't know.
I love this period because there's a global, like, festive spirit. Everywhere you go, there are lights and there are people smiling, and then there are year-end parties, and it's a very festive period. And even though we don't celebrate Christmas religiously, it's kind of a time where the family gets together. Mm. And, you know, with my nieces, because they're small, then we do the Christmas tree.
Oh,
the
yeah, gifts, that's fun.
You know, it's a lot, yes, of fun. So it's a time to, like, celebrate. And I also love this year-end period to take the time out to say, how did the year go?
Mm, yeah. You
know, to do like a bilan.
A bilan.
Mm. Voilà.
Before we go into the new resolutions, let's finish with what we've just done and have a look, an overview. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And take stock.
Mm. Take stock.
Reflect. And that kind of sets the trajectory, or the wishes, or the desires, or the action plan, or the to-do list for the next year.
Yes, the to-do list. Yeah.
So yeah. I like the year end to kind of just kind of get it all, like the whole year. You feel a resume of the whole year, because time goes by really quickly.
It does,
and by the time you know it, you're like, you're all excited in January, and by the time you know it, it's already December, and you've done a million things. Or you haven't, but maybe the year end is a time to kind of just go over that.
And yeah.
I like this period for that.
Interesting. So is there some, I imagine there's projects coming up, there's perhaps concerts in the works. Do you have another album, songs coming together for another album? Is there a project sort of on the horizon? Or maybe just more live shows, or I don't know. What are the next few months looking like for you?
Yes, I can say that there is another album now that is in its infancy. Because I feel like...
Without giving anything away, of course, we don't want to, you know, any superstition or anything, but just, yeah, I mean, I imagine, like, you're...
Yeah, there are songs that are in the making. They're old songs that haven't seen the light of day in an album format. And so we'll be beginning work on that next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see how it shapes up, but it should start beginning next year.
Is there anywhere we can come and see you? I don't know. Have you got any dates of maybe a live show where we could come and see you?
For next year, it's all in the pipeline.
Okay.
So I don't have any dates to share with you immediately, but I know that there are things that are in the pipeline that just need some confirmation.
Yeah.
And then I'll put out everything on my social media, and I would love to see you and the listeners
yes
at some of the concerts that are that are going to come through in
2024. Exactly. And so you've got your own website, sumanamusic.com. You've got, you're also on Facebook. We can find you there. We can find you on Instagram. You have your own YouTube channel. So any of the music that if we don't, because obviously we can only play a small selection, there's more songs on your YouTube. So you're very good at your social media. You're very on top of it. I mean, you're very modern and well organized, it seems. Good for you.
I wouldn't say that I'm on top of it, because I always feel like there's so much more to do.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
But it's like, I sometimes feel it's a full-time job.
It is a full-time job. And I think people don't realize
that.
And you are, I mean, a soloist at this stage. So you have to kind of do everything for yourself. And, you know, when you're starting out, it's true, you can't pay a whole team of people to do it all for you. You kind of have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Mm. I would agree that it's a lot of work. And each platform kind of has its own rules.
Mm.
So you can create one kind of content, but when you put it out on Instagram and then YouTube and TikTok, it could fit. But then when you think of Facebook, then no, it's a different format. And if it's YouTube, then is it YouTube Shorts or is it YouTube?
Exactly.
I mean, there are just so many things. And I just got on Threads.
Threads.
This morning.
Okay.
And it's a whole.
It's all new.
It's like Twitter, mm-hmm. I guess. But I'm still figuring it out. So, yeah, I think it's a lot of work, but I feel like it's important maybe to be present, to kind of reach out to more people and give them your news and share what you've been up to. It's very powerful.
Yes.
It's very powerful.
It feels
media.
Very personal, doesn't it? It feels like someone's sort of writing to you. I think that's why it seems to have really caught on.
Yeah. And I do think it's really amazing, because you can reach out to so many people. Mm. They can tune in. They can support you. You can have that community.
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Nearly anywhere.
Yeah, nearly anywhere.
Nearly anywhere. Yeah.
I think where it might get challenging is when there's a lot of pressure around it, or when you have to conform to the algorithms because you need X amount of likes or X amount of followers to be valid in God knows whose eyes. That's when it becomes a little heavy.
It takes away the fun of it, because you still want it to stay a little bit, you know, light and reflect, you know, your state of mind, not sort of getting bogged down. And it can be challenging, but it seems like you found a nice balance just looking at what, you know, what you've been doing. And you have really lovely visuals, and you also have spent a lot of time putting together clips for a lot of your videos. So always nice to see. So you must have a nice team of people around you, or friends, people you call out to when you need to, and they come and help you. And that's really nice to see. That's some really nice clips.
That's a blessing.
There. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
I was thinking we should play another song perhaps from the album, if you like. Maybe one that's taking a little, you know, we've got the slow down.
Yeah.
Or unless you would like to perhaps play a song now, or should we wait till, I don't know, it's up to you. Playing live, or we play off the album? What do you feel like? Because you had a couple of songs you mentioned to me. There was Extraordinary, perhaps.
I could do Extraordinary now if you want.
Okay, we're going to listen to Sumana play another song live in the studio here on IDFM. You're listening to The Happy Hour Show with myself, Ollie, until 7 o'clock. And my shows are now going to be every the first Wednesday of every month. So do tune in. Find the information on idfm98.fr. Vous écoutez IDFM, c'est l'émission Happy Hour avec moi-même, Olien, jusqu'à 19h. Et j'aurai, à partir de février, le premier mercredi de chaque mois pour cette émission, en anglais et en français. Voilà, on essaie de faire un duo. Et ce soir, c'est Sumana qui va jouer une chanson extraordinaire, it's the name, extraordinary, en direct pour vous, les auditeurs. Take it away.
Thank you.
Take me to the place in your arms where I left my heart, underneath the stars, under your charm, safe in the dark. Babe, is this real? When I look at you, I go weak in my knees. Maybe if they seems so extraordinary. No better feeling than you and me holds me in your sway. We won't tell that I've lost my way underneath your gaze, under your spell. I melt away. My mind, they are singing symphonies. Maybe I'm in a dream, but it's okay, 'cause I'm in love. I've never felt anything so extraordinary. You and me, take me to the place in your arms where I left my heart underneath the stars, under your charm, safe in the dark. Baby, is this real? When I look at you, I go weak in my knees. Maybe I'm in a dream, but it's okay, 'cause I'm in love. I've never felt anything so extraordinary. No better feeling than you and me. Extraordinary. Extraordinary. We're extraordinary.
Merci. Wow, what a treat. Extraordinary, I would say. Thank you so much, Simona, for playing this song. And, well, that's a love song.
That's a love
that's
song.
That's a love song. But is it a person? Is it a place? Is it, you know?
Was it
about a particular person? Was it just a feeling, or was it?
It was a feeling that I had the chance to experience. To say, wow, this is really extraordinary. Mm. And the song came from that feeling.
Okay. Oh. Wow. Yeah. What is a little bit about the process of writing songs? Do you, you know, like have a little bit of a, you know, something that comes to mind and you record yourself on your phone, or is it like a text thing, or is it you sort of collect some ideas and then you sit down and you start to explore with a guitar? What is your songwriting process like?
Usually it starts with the guitar. I struggle to write without the guitar. I love the guitar.
Well, that would be normal. Know. Yeah.
Till now, the chords and the melody and the lyrics would come all together. Mm. And that's just when it happens that way, it's just like l'évidence, you know, it's just like, wow, this is flowing. You're in the flow and it all comes, and then you go, then you write it down, you record it, you do everything you can to remember what you've written. And so Extraordinary was like that, and Easy as well. And so many of my songs have been like that flow, where all three elements, the guitar, the melody, and the lyrics just come. I don't know from where it comes, but I'm very grateful. I believe it comes.
From the universe, somewhere.
I think it already exists and you're just open enough.
You're channeling it.
Mm. So it comes. But lately, I'm trying to explore a different way of writing songs, because lately I have the chords on the guitar and the melody that come, but the lyrics are not flowing as fluidly as they were.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm trying to kind of explore another way of writing where I have the melody, I have the chords, and then I go over it and I think of something that I want to say. And then I kind of more consciously like write the lyrics. Mm. So okay. That I will do while I'm on the cycle or when I go for a walk or when I'm in the shower or when I'm cooking, just so that it comes when I'm in flow.
Mm-hmm.
Not when I'm sitting and trying to write.
Yes, you know? Yes, yes. Yeah. Interesting, so. Interesting. And do you work sometimes with other musicians? Do you have, I don't know, fellow guitarists or maybe people around you who you can sort of throw ideas around with? Or
well, at the moment, it's just me and my guitar.
Yeah.
Where musicians is concerned. But then I work very closely with my producer, Valentin Montu,
mm-hmm.
who produced all the 6 songs on
and
the
who's
EP.
Worked with some very well-known French artists.
Yeah, he's got a booked agenda.
Yes.
So it's a privilege to work with him.
Mm.
And so when I record songs, then I work with him and he arranges all the songs. He gives me his input, his advice, and he's another pillar of support and of wisdom in
yes.
my life.
Yes,
because all the tracks that we hear on the album are, you know, his vision, his creative energy in mm-hmm. there, his arrangements of all the songs. But I'm very tempted to... My sister sings very, very well. And then we sing sometimes together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we would like to kind of develop that a little
more. That could be nice. Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. a duo project with mm-hmm. two voices and... and my sister has influenced me in a lot of areas of my life and musically so a lot. I can harmonize, for example, thanks to her and thanks to her kind of teaching me how to do that. And so when we're together, then she gives me advice, like, or she will put her point of view and then that will open up another way of seeing things. And that's amazing, you know, yeah.
Yeah. J'ai demandé à Sumana pour son processus comment est-ce qu'elle conçoit les chansons et c'est au début c'est un peu expérimental avec des guitares et parfois elle a la magie d'une une inspiration qui peut venir avec guitare, paroles, la mélodie qui vient tous en même temps. Ou bien, maintenant, elle expérimente avec juste la musique qui commence et ensuite, elle va écrire les paroles, mais un peu plus tard, à un autre moment, pour après mettre le tout ensemble. Et avec sa sœur qui chante bien, elle arrive aussi à échanger avec des idées, à trouver des harmonies, par exemple. Et donc, ça, c'est des belles échanges. Mais pour l'instant, Sumana, elle est toute seule, comme une grande. Elle fait son chemin, elle fait sa musique et elle a l'air de s'éclater. Donc, je suis très contente. That's really a pleasure to see someone enjoying themselves so much doing what they're doing. That's,
thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Elle a mentionné aussi son producteur de cet album Easy qu'elle a sorti l'année dernière, qui s'appelle Valentin Montu, c'est ça, qui a travaillé avec beaucoup d'artistes français très connus. Et c'est un peu grâce aussi à ses conseils qu'elle a pu faire l'assemblage de l'album avec des avis de professionnels et vraiment construire un projet très solide. Et Extraordinary, c'est sur l'album.
Oui.
Yes. Oui. OK. C'est one of the 6 that was selected. Mais how did you meet such a producer? Did you just send out some demo tapes to people and say, can you help me make my album? How did that professional step come about of contacting?
It was through an artist workshop called okay. Atelier de Cédric.
Ah.
That was like 5 years ago. And I was with a bunch of other artists. And basically you have people who have different functions in the music industry who come and talk to you and who kind of listen to your music, give you, you know, their feedback. It was a very interesting workshop. And the guy who runs this workshop, Cédric, when I was looking for a producer, he put me in touch with Valentin. And so Valentin and I met and we instantly hit it off. But I think it was not until like a year or year and a half after we initially met that I asked him if he would be willing to work on my project. And I still remember it's so clear in my mind. We were working on just an acoustic track because I wanted to make just a guitar voice track to send to someone else. And I asked him if he would help me with that. And I was sitting in his studio. I was sitting on the ground, just listening to what we had done, listening to work that he was showing me. I don't remember exactly what. And this voice came to me that said,
"He's the one.
Yeah, you
will work with him.
You should work with him on your EP." And I was like, okay. Yeah, I was very clear.
Wow.
That voice was very clear. So that's, and then he accepted to work on my songs and stuff. So that was very nice.
Wow. Wow. So there's been some magical steps on your path. And unfortunately, we're coming up to the end of our hour together. It's flown by, this happy hour. So you'll have to come back at a future time and, fill us in on some other music and maybe some projects. If there's a concert, we'll all cheer for you. But to be able to make the most of your presence here, I thought we could you could play us out perhaps with one last song. I don't know, up to you. There was Falling Hard, Sanctuary. Okay. I don't know if there's one that's you'd like to choose for the end of our show. But in any case, I'd like to thank Sumana for being my guest on the Happy Hour show. Merci beaucoup. Donc, on a partagé avec elle ce soir son premier album Easy, qui est sorti l'année dernière, mais qu'elle est en train de présenter tout doucement au public via ses sites de musique, de YouTube, etc., les réseaux. Et elle aura certainement des concerts en 2024 à l'avenir. Et il y a un deuxième album en préparation. Mais en tout cas, on a passé un super moment ensemble et il faut qu'on se retrouve pour avoir la suite de l'aventure. On va terminer avec what would you like to finish up with?
Sanctuary.
Which you wrote some years ago.
Which I wrote some years ago, which is not on the album.
It's not on the album. Okay.
No. But hopefully it will be on the next one.
There you go. So that will take us out of Happy Hour for this week. Thank you very much for listening, Happy Hour on IDFM. And thank you to Sumana. And good luck on your musical journey.
Thank you so much, Olia, for having me. It's been really delightful being here with you. Thank you.
Great. Okay, when you're ready.
Unsaid words hidden under my pillowcase, glowing in the dark, turn my world into colorscapes. Too many unsung songs stolen from the books of love, bathe me in their warmth, show me the way to the stars above. I'll fly to my